delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, 18 after. I want to read you something here before we get to our next guest because, all right, you've heard all this nonsense, distractions over some Miss Universe pageant winner back in the mid-1990s that Donald Trump, you know, allegedly insulted because she gained a lot of weight. And so, therefore, he's a misogynist. He's an awful human being. And, you know, we need to talk about that as opposed to the economy and jobs and, you know, protecting America going forward. Well, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump is this bad guy? But yet in a report done in January of 1997, here is how CNN covered the story. When Alicia Machado of Venezuela was named Miss Universe 9 months ago, no one could accuse her of being the size of the universe. But as her universe expanded, so did she, putting on nearly 60 pounds. Indeed, the reigning Miss Universe learned the hard way that an extra 15 or 20 pounds can gain you a ton of publicity. But now she's determined to shed at least 15 pounds. Now, here's a quote. Some people, when they have pressure, eat too much, like me, like Alicia, said the executive producer of the Miss Universe pageant, Donald Trump. Oh, wait a second. He also had the right to fire her because of her conduct, because of her contract. But Trump, as co-owner of rights to the pageant, said he would never let this happen. Quote, we had a choice of termination or do this. We wanted to do this, and doing this was getting her into the gym and getting her a personal trainer. That's the guy that Hillary Clinton, and by the way, Machado was charged with attempted murder for driving the getaway car from a murder scene of a judge. And this is Hillary Clinton's surrogate. 20 after, our next guest, Scott Hagerstrom from the Trump campaign here in Michigan. Scott, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So we waste an awful lot of time talking about beauty pageants from the mid-1990s that mean exactly nothing to what's going on in America today. But what's even worse about it is we're wasting time on somebody who has no credibility, who Donald Trump tried very hard to help, not hurt. That's what really irritates me about this story.
Well, definitely. We know the national media is biased. We know that. We know we have two opponents, Hillary Clinton and the national media. But the fact is, Americans, people here in Michigan know that Donald Trump is the candidate of change. They know that we're not respected abroad. We know we're not safe here at the homeland. They know that wages are dropping. We're not bringing in the jobs that we need. And they know that Donald Trump will change that. And that's why Donald Trump's going to win this election on November 8th.
So Donald Trump coming back, I see that a couple of new polls came out. And in Michigan now, the Real Clear Politics has the average of Hillary Clinton's lead in Michigan down to 4.3 points. It was just shy of 10 points here in Michigan at the end of August. So in 1 month, it's gone from almost 10 points to less than half of that to just over four. What's it going to take for Donald Trump to close the deal here, seal the deal, make the sale to people in Michigan?
Well, I think people here in Michigan realize that Hillary Clinton is taking their vote for granted. She's only been here once back in early August since the convention. Donald Trump, yes, will be here in Michigan on Friday at the Suburban Showplace in Novi at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 2 o'clock. And, you know, Mr. Trump is talking about the issues that matter to Michigan voters the most. Michigan voters know that NAFTA decimated our manufacturing base here in Michigan. And they also know that the TPP passes, which Hillary Clinton called the gold standard in trade deals, that it will further decimate manufacturing here in Michigan. We just can't afford, Michigan families can't afford Hillary Clinton.
Oh, and by the way, for anybody who doesn't believe that manufacturing jobs from the auto industry are going to Mexico, in the last 2 years, the Mexican auto industry and their production has gone up over 40%. Think about that, over 40% increase in the number of cars being produced in Mexico as opposed to here. Excuse me. And sometime soon, Chrysler won't even make any cars in the United States, and that's going to happen soon. Chrysler won't make us, they'll make trucks and so forth, but no cars. So there are jobs leaving America because of all these, well, as Donald Trump would put it, bad deals.
What Ford doesn't tell you is there's Tier 1 and Tier 2 and Tier 3 auto suppliers that are losing contracts because Ford is moving production of small cars to Mexico. And these suppliers won't speak out because they do have other contracts with Ford, so they're afraid they're going to lose other business. But sure. The fact is these auto suppliers are going to be laying people off. They're
now, what about...
people off because...
Go ahead. Finish up.
No, the fact is people are losing their jobs with these auto suppliers. As we know, auto manufacturing is very decentralized. Ford, many times, just assembles cars. They buy parts from other companies, and these other companies are laying people off. And so there are lots of jobs out there.
So let's talk about something else that came up on the campaign trail, and that is Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders out there yesterday basically saying anybody who makes less than $125,000 a year, you won't have to pay for your kids to go to college. If you make less than $125,000, tell you what, it'll be debt-free. So I guess that covers about 83% of America now gets to go to college for free. No plan to pay for this. To me, it sounds like, hey, kids, I'll give you free college if you just vote for me. It sounds like buying votes, but what do I know?
Yeah, you know, I think this goes back to what Donald Trump brought up in the debate and started to lay the groundwork for. Hillary Clinton has been in Washington, D.C. for 26 years. They talk about a lot of things, reforming a lot of things, but actually nothing ever happens. It's just rhetoric. It's just talk. Hillary Clinton is very scripted. She's a professional talker. And we know that it's just election year rhetoric. Once they get in office, they're going to do what they want to do. And the fact is Donald Trump is a builder. He gets things done. He's not a professional talker. And, if you're sick of the talk, if you're sick of the rigged system where no matter how hard you work, you can't get ahead, then we need to elect Donald Trump.
All right, Scott, before I let you go today, how many seats in this facility in Novi? Where do people get tickets real quick?
Sure, go to DonaldTrump.com and go to schedule, and then there you can click to sign up. There's over a capacity of over 7,000 people. It's in Novi, and we look forward to seeing 7,000 people there.
7,000 seats, I'm sure you'll fill them. Thank you, Scott.
Yes, great, thank you.
All right, it's the Steve Gerber Show.